Launch Control, this is Houston. We are go for launch.
I've been waiting a long time to say these words, Stud fans.
Welcome to Jurassic Park.
No, oops, that's not right. Sorry, but we got a little technical difficulties over here. Some cobwebs and some dust on our sound equipment. Let's try that again. Dud fans, here's what I've been waiting 2 weeks to say to you.
Good morning, Vietnam!
No, that's still not it. We're going to give this one more chance. Start it over from the top. The third podcast coming at you live. Here we go, fans. My words for you.
Welcome back. Your dreams were your ticket out. Welcome back. Same old place that you laughed about.
That's right, we're back, so pull up a chair, sit down, grab a beverage, relax. We're coming at you live. We got some great stuff for you tonight.
100% satisfaction guaranteed.
Well, let's get the bad news out of the way first. The bad news is that after 6 weeks of Dud football, we've had 122 no stats.
Holy cow!
No. No stats are not a good thing. No stats are a bad thing. No stat is your way of saying, I have no chance to win Dud this week. Some of you are just making a living on picking players that aren't seeing the field. It's like you're drawn to these guys.
I am drawn to them, as if by a power greater than my wiener.
Now, I wish there was some magic wand or magic flute that I could play that would get you to stop having no stats. But nothing like that exists. So, what I can do is I can give you a little help this week, give you some tips.
Help you again? Yes.
Because what I really want to do this weekend is log in, check the scores, and see that all of us have a roster of three guys who are all playing and not on the bench getting a no stat.
Let's do all the things that you want to do.
Hey, we are going to do what I want to do. It's my podcast. So, what I want to do next is talk big Dud standings. It's this simple. You commit to this game all year long, and you can win the Big Dud prize. Now, the game was created with the idea that you could come and go, forget a lineup, don't worry about having to set it every week, and just have fun. You could win your money back pretty easily, but you make the commitments to playing all season long, and you could be the Big Dud champion. Now, winning Big Dud, it takes a lot of time, and it's pretty hard.
That's what she said.
Thank you, Michael. But two guys, one of them is yours truly, the commish. Division 1, I got two weekly wins, and as such, I've got the lowest average score in my division. Corey Osterberg, the rookie, he's got three wins, and he's got the lowest score in his division. So Corey Osterberg and I are both on top.
That's what she said.
Thank you again, Michael. But hey, week 7 means 11 total weeks left. We play through Thanksgiving. We play still Christmas. Anybody can still have a chance at being the Big Dud champion. But two more bad lineups, and some of you are going to put yourself in a terrible position and are going to be playing from behind.
That's what she said.
Well, I hope I buttered him up with a little bit of laughter, because it's time to call out somebody. My buddy, Chris Gotch. Chris, I don't know what's going on, but you are not off to a good start this Dud season.
Whatever this is not going to work.
It's not going to work, and I got to be honest, I'm looking right now at your average score so far. I just don't know if I want to say it out loud.
If news like this got out, there would be an overnight breakdown of basic social services worldwide. Rioting, mass religious hysteria, total chaos, you can imagine. Basically the worst parts of the Bible.
Now, I know you got a couple things on your plate going on. I know you're the big head golf coach. But you got to get your priorities straight, and I need to see a better effort out of you for Dud football.
It's not that I'm lazy. It's that I just don't care.
Say it ain't so. I hope it's not the case that you no longer care about the game that you were once such a dominant player of.
Let's get one thing straight. Don't ever put words in my mouth.
Well, we'll see. Your season's over. Golf's done. Now it's time to get your priorities straight, refocus, call us a new beginning, and see if you can get a good score this weekend, Dud.
So I'm just trying to get a rise out of you, that's all, for shits and giggles.
So, let's get on to it. Let's get to some advice. And what do you need to know for week 7 in the NFL?
My advice to you
start drinking heavily.
Week 7, quarterback. Here we go. We've been far enough in the NFL season to start seeing some trends by team defenses. Now, in dud, there's no points for interception touchdowns or defensive returns for touchdowns like there is in fantasy, so we just want to look at three core stats for defenses: sacks, forced fumbles, and interceptions. The Detroit Lions are leading the lead with 31 combined of these: 20 sacks, 4 forced fumbles, and 7 interceptions. Now, I've always kind of avoided Detroit as a town for dud.
I thought you hated this town.
Well, it's beginning to grow on me.
Now, unfortunately, despite how good the defense has been playing, they're going up against the Saints this weekend. And maybe you're somewhere out there thinking, well, hey, Drew Brees is having a bad year. Detroit line defense is good. Brees is having a bad year, but check this out. You break down his performance against every opponent in the NFL. Guess who he's got the highest completion rate against? That's right, the Detroit Lions. 75% completion rate. His QB rating against the Lions is 133. He has no problem shredding that defense. He's 3-0 against him. So no advice for picking Drew Brees. We got to keep looking. We got to look for some guy who can do the job better.
That's what she said.
So we move down the page to the Buffalo Bills. 19 sacks, 4 forced fumbles, 6 interceptions. That's a lot of points. Who are they playing this week? The Minnesota Vikings and Teddy Bridgewater. How'd Teddy Bridgewater do last week for us, boys and girls?
So who won? The losers?
No, they lost.
Losers.
He was a huge loser last week, but his losing helped me win a week of dud, and I appreciate him for that. So it's this simple. I'm taking Teddy Bridgewater again. He's my pick for the week, and I think you need to take him too.
I told you I can only show you the door. You have to walk through it.
Switching to running back. I find that anytime I'm struggling dud, I go to one of a couple places, Cleveland or Jacksonville. And it just so turns out that these two franchises are playing each other this weekend. Now in Jacksonville, Toby Gerhardt's out, so you got three options. You got Storm Johnson. And you also have Denard Robinson and Wilson Tafuo. Those three guys together make up the Jacksonville Jaguars backfield.
That is one big pile of shit.
Now, since Jacksonville's playing Cleveland, let me give you a little side tip here. Brian Hoyer, who a couple of you have picked as a dud this year, he's not a bad quarterback. He's only got one interception this whole season. If he doesn't turn the ball over and Cleveland pounds it out on the ground like they did last week, Ben Tate, Isaiah Crowell running for over 150 yards, Cleveland's going to dominate the time of possession, hold on to the ball. That Jacksonville offense is going to return to doing what it's done for the last few weeks, which is little to nothing. And Storm Johnson's going to get 15 to 30 yards again and be a great dud pick.
We're about to complete a great quest.
Now, those last two recommendations weren't too tough, and this is where I'm going to step on a limb and earn my money. The Seattle Seahawks just traded Percy Harvin to the Jets for some conditional pick that'll amount to nothing. Now, that shouldn't really mean anything because Seattle's not known for its prolific passing offense. But somebody's got to catch the ball occasionally. So who you got? You got Curse and you got Baldwin catching the ball. A third wide receiver, Ricardo Laquette.
Yes, you heard right.
Now, if you're trying to figure out, have I heard of this guy, Ricardo Laquette, before? Probably not. We're talking about a kid who did not play football until his junior year of high school. He was a track and field star that went to Fort Valley State University, got on the football field, did a little bit. He was a decoy on offense, had 4 touchdowns and 38 catches or something during his entire collegiate career, an undrafted free agent that made it onto the Seattle Seahawks, and oh, by the way, already has a Super Bowl ring.
It's a very interesting story. It doesn't make any sense at all.
Now, I'm a little nervous because the last time I recommended an undrafted free agent, it was 2 weeks ago, Taylor Gabriel. He went off, had a great day, and I ended up taking 2 weeks off the dud podcast. So while I'm a little nervous, I'm going with Ricardo Laquette as my wide receiver. Add him to Storm Johnson of the Jacksonville Jaguars and the Minnesota Vikings' Teddy Bridgewater.
I regret to announce this is the end. I'm going now. I bid you all a very fond farewell.
So it looks like it's time for me to wind things down. I know some of you wish I could keep going all night with this.
I've had enough stimulation for one day.
That's what she said.
But we can't. At some point, we got to go. We got to say that's it. Let's look back. We called out Chris Gotch, told him he needs to do a lot better. We congratulate Corey Osterberg and myself for being the big dud leaders. And we gave you our advice. Teddy Bridgewater, Storm Johnson, and Ricardo Laquette. So that's it. My only thank yous tonight. Thanks to Mixcraft Studios, as usual, my sound producer, and also Michael Scott for the dynamic drop-ins here. That's it. Good night. Thanks. I'll see if I can get this podcast, get it up quicker next week.
That's what she said.
So long. Sayonara and good riddance. At least I'll never have to live through that again.
I'm out of here.